Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
His job is writing to loved ones of fallen soldiers. I've seen him offer heartfelt outreach to grieving parents who lost their children to crime in the streets. And I've watched him fight for Americans who lost their jobs. President Trump fights for the American people because he cares about stories like these.
All right, so that was Ms. McEnany, who is the White House spokesperson. You see her leading the press briefings daily from the White House and is very close to the president. And so she had her moment of speaking on day three at the Republican National Convention. While that's happening, people are in full evac mode in the Louisiana areas near where Laura is expected to hit the worst, and the same for parts of Texas like Galveston as well. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. The chaos in paradise that is these United States, because there is a lot of crazy happening. Some of it Mother Nature driven, some of it just a sign of the times, politically speaking. And then there is such a chunk of America so disheartened by what's happening with these police shootings of black men mostly, but not only, because there's Breonna Taylor, of course. And it really kind of kicked open officially. I'll call it officially because then enough was enough spilled over. That was the day enough was enough, and that was back in May, and that had to do with George Floyd and Minneapolis. So now you fast forward to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Jacob Blake, and the fact that at 29, with his kids in the car, he was shot in the back, they say, seven times, and he's fighting for his life, he's paralyzed, and there's been massive reaction to this one. It's just piling on is what's happening. A thing after another. And so much so that the NBA had three games that were scheduled to go, and the Milwaukee Bucks said, no, we're not playing. And then everybody else said, we're not playing either. Major League Baseball had their handful of games that were scheduled. They went down. The WNBA, they went down because they felt like, why are we playing? We're not going to play. We're walking away from this to say, this is just disgusting and something needs to happen. That turned out to be a little bit of the law and order that was thrown in by the vice president, because he had the key spot of closing things down on day three. And he talked about, the president trying to reunite and lift people up, and talked about the president being a champion of American values and civil rights. And he spoke from Fort McHenry in Baltimore, which, of course, was the site of an 1814 British bombardment against American revolutionaries that inspired the poem that later turned into our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. So that was a big backdrop and gave the push to make the patriotic case for the president getting a second term instead of, as he said, allowing the nation to be fundamentally transformed by a Biden administration. And what he said that came out clearly was, he said, the hard truth is you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. You won't be safe. And he talked about who do you want, a career politician who presided over the slowest economy recovery since the Great Depression, or a proven leader who created the greatest economy in the world? So his address happened with this new flare-up of racial tensions here in our country, and with protests spreading over the latest police shooting of an African-American man, Jacob Blake, who I mentioned, who was, again, shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the president has announced that he's sending in additional federal forces to quell unrest in Kenosha, where two people were shot during an anti-police protest on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was arrested on murder charges, rather, over those deaths. So the address was clear, the tough tone. The violence has to stop, as he said. In Minneapolis, Portland, or Kenosha, we will have law and order on the streets of this country for every American of every race and creed and color. And it's interesting because Pence has held a kind of a key role for this administration in the sense that as a former congressman and governor of Indiana and an evangelical Christian, he has really taken on the role of the religious, that's what he is, the religious, impeccably conservative man, family man, all of that. And that's what helped in 2016. So Pence is there again to be that anchor, I think, in that same way, to be the point man, if you will. And he's playing a huge role in this reelection, and especially with an emphasis on swing states like Wisconsin to drum up more support, especially with the coronavirus pandemic, which now, by the way, has killed 180,000 Americans. So this is something that's questioned about the testing, because now they're talking about changing the testing. The CDC had different guidelines that were released, and the RNC was all about what has he done, how is he different from everybody else. And now, of course, the wrap-up on day four will be different. The wrap-up will be the president with his final address and the one that really counts, the big speech, I guess, accepting the nomination. And the Republican convention is hosting these, different from the Democrats, they hosted some in-person events in Charlotte and Washington, D.C., along with the speeches that were delivered remotely. I remember there was a theme, and the themes have been following Land of Promise, Opportunity, Heroes, and Greatness. So greatness is four, and that is how this wraps up. Now, he has been involved, the president, every single day of the convention, either in person or recorded videos. But it will be a big, real speech from the White House on Thursday. Also, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will speak. Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and a senior White House advisor, will speak. Also, Alice Johnson, a criminal justice reform advocate whose life sentence was commuted by the president after a campaign was led by Kim Kardashian. So there you have it. I think the big headline or hashtag coming out of the Republican National Convention is hashtag Americans won't be safe if Biden wins. And that was the big line out of Mike Pence's speech. All right, coming up next on the show, we got her story, an interesting woman who broke a glass ceiling of her own, and more details on some of the interesting things that are happening around the country. Hang with us.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Tea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Was a journalist who interviewed everyone from the Rolling Stones to Frank Sinatra. In the late 70s, she interviewed Thomas Hearns and got hooked on boxing. After spending a decade as Hearns' publicist, she fought sexism in the fight game to become a manager. She started with Bobby Hitz in 1988, went on to manage James Toney, who knocked out Michael Nunn to win the IBF World Middleweight title in 1991. Against the Ropes was a movie about Callan that starred Meg Ryan in 2004. She still manages three boxers today. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, that movie Against the Ropes, as you are probably going through movies during this time that we're in, is a pretty good one. And her story is an interesting one. The fact that she was this journalist and had this opportunity and still being in the fight game, a game that's really changed because you have UFC and mixed martial arts that are so, so popular, and you need that champion. You need, like, the heavyweight or the middleweight who just crushes and gets people excited about what a bout's all about. So it's the big news, you know. It's the people that are the heavy hitters, pardon the puns. But it's true because they're the ones that draw people in. So there's lots of arguments over the state of boxing. And like I said, Jackie Callan is still in it. It's really about promoting. I was reading a story about Oscar De La Hoya, who I covered a couple of times and watched him fight, and he was tremendous back in his time. But he's not happy about the, he went after Dana White, who is the man when it comes to mixed martial arts. He went after Dana White over the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather boxing match. And so the UFC president, White, and La Jolla are almost like boxers because they trash talk each other constantly and they never, ever miss an opportunity to do that. And what De La Jolla has been tweeting out, and he just did this the other day, he says it's a effing embarrassment that sports-starved fans are flocking to baseball and the UFC and largely ignoring the greatest sport in the world. I've been
working tirelessly day and night with our partners to get a Canelo fight done ASAP and get our sport back on track. So that's what I said about boxing. The only way there's excitement in boxing is you got to be out there and you got to see somebody really, really incredible to fighting. And there's got to be the big buildup for it to have people that want to watch it. So that's De La Hoya's take on where we're at during this pandemic. All right, speaking of where we're at, this is interesting. I'm going to call this my mic drop moment of this show, and it has nothing to do with politics or the shocker of the hurricane or COVID or some of the problems that we've talked about throughout the show. The shocker to me was what I read earlier in the day, that Macaulay Culkin is turning 40. What? Oh, I feel ancient now. I do. I think about Home Alone and seeing Home Alone, and I wasn't 5 when I saw Home Alone. He's 40 years old. Wow. Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro who does such an incredible job with the show. Nathan, do you remember Home Alone and that little face of Macaulay Culkin's?
Kate, I cannot believe that you just put it into perspective for me like that, because I'm going to be 40 in about 5 months, in 4 months here. So,
woo!
He was my age the whole time? Oh my gosh!
Oh, and again, that you let us know you're going to be 40. Wow. It's very crazy to think about that. So actually, in a different way, you look at him and you can certainly relate. That's crazy. Wow. Dang. Where did all the time go?
I mean, the 90s, it was Michael Jackson, really. That's where the time went.
Right to the, you know, he was 10, so you were 10-ish when that came out. He was 10 when he shot Home Alone.
And, yeah, that movie was great.
Yeah, that movie's great when you're that age, especially.
And the second one was, I mean, Donald Trump was pretty much the president in the second one.
That's so wild. Yeah, absolutely. So you think about that, and now I'm thinking about that, and if he was 10, the Hubs, my husband, he was... Manchur, he was 18, and so he was, because he just turned 48 a couple months ago, so 40, wow, geez, Kevin McAllister, and how do you leave a kid like Kevin McAllister home? The whole premise of that movie was crazy, and it was huge, huge, and I love this is what happened, and it is the mic drop moment. Macaulay Culkin, His Twitter handle is @IncredibleCulk, and he actually is very sarcastic and funny. He had a picture of himself in those rabbit ears, and he put, "Hey guys, want to feel old? I'm 40. You're welcome." I love it. Yes, mic drop moment. How old were you when Home Alone came out? I just think about that for a minute, right? And just reflect. Just reflect. We'll give you a moment. Just reflect on that, because it's wow. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy to think about that. All right, a couple of things as we dive back into the insanity that is where we are in this country. The sadly, Hurricane Laura, which I hope nobody loses their life from this hurricane. It is very scary as I'm watching this. Speaking into this microphone, looking at some of these satellite impressions and watching where it's hitting. And, you know, we're talking about wind speeds of 150 miles an hour. And you cross over Cuba, it's way beyond that. It's right now hitting landfall. And I think that some of these areas are just not going to exist. I mean, the storm's eyewall at the coast of Louisiana, slamming into the coast of Louisiana not too long ago. You know, you're looking at flash flooding and some of this catastrophic damage to some beautiful areas. But, you know, beautiful areas, but also places where people have homes that I don't see how they're going to be standing. I mean, it's just so chilling. It's only, to put it into perspective, when you look at these categories and why they matter and why they label them Cat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if it's a 5, you're talking about the Cat 4, the difference that we're seeing, it's only 7 miles an hour difference, right? 7 miles per hour difference, and then it would actually be a Cat 5. Wow. So that surge is the scary, the surge and the are really the scariest thing. And when they say it's unsurvivable, that certainly puts it into perspective. It really does. And I think of the people in Galveston and having spent time there, and what a great place, dolphins, a little boardwalk that goes out, just a great place for, we went fishing and we stayed at this place called Bay Vista where I had cousins there, and they've lived there, so they've weathered this and they've been through these storms. But this is really potentially catastrophic damage. And I bet that this is going to be something that gets weaved into the president's final remarks in some way, or at least is recognized on night 4 of the Republican National Convention. And the other thing that's going to be wrapped into this, it would have to be, is the things that are happening. Kenosha now is that place, and I can't imagine that in some way does not come up. And sadly, the thing that's the aftermath of Jacob Blake, the black man in Wisconsin who was shot, is in serious condition, and there's the Department of Justice investigating it, etc. You have the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who's been charged for shooting innocent people at this protest, who considered himself militia. His social media posts were all about that. So he faces a first-degree intentional homicide charge, and he has been jailed in Lake County, Illinois, and charged as a fugitive from justice. So he'll appear for an extradition hearing on Friday. He'll be charged, by the way, as an adult. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, Vincent Hyde and Jim Betancourt. Talk a little baseball with him to close out this hour and lighten the load and lift you up a bit. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Laura, now extremely dangerous, with sustained winds close to 150 miles per hour as it nears the Texas-Louisiana border. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says there is little time to protect life and property. They warn of potentially catastrophic and life-threatening storm surges, extreme winds, and flash flooding along the Northwest Gulf Coast. The third night of the Republican National Convention ended with the Star-Spangled Banner sung by country artist Trace Adkins. It followed a speech from Vice President Mike Pence at Fort McHenry in Baltimore.
And I leave here today more convinced than ever that we will do in our time, as Americans have done throughout our long and storied past. We will defend our freedom.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump's pick to run Homeland Security is getting the cold shoulder. The details from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
While he prefers officials in acting capacity, President Trump says he's now seeking Senate confirmation for Chad Wolf, the temporary Homeland Security chief. The ACLU's Andrea Flores says he's the wrong man for the job.
Chad Wolf has perverted the agency's mission and turned its federal agents into a paramilitary force.
Sports has come to a halt as the Milwaukee Bucks refuse to take the court in an NBA playoff game against the Orlando Magic. It's in protest of the police shooting of Jacob Black in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The league wound up canceling all three games scheduled for this evening. That decision was followed by the WNBA, which canceled its games. The Milwaukee Brewers announced that they would not play their game against the Cincinnati Reds in Major League Baseball. Same for the Seattle Mariners and San Diego Padres. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right now, everybody knows who's listening to this program that I'm fascinated by what's out there, and I'm a huge sci-fi fan. So it's a real treat to talk to somebody who has written about this again and again and again. And his latest book, or at least the one we're going to talk about, is A Message from the Neighbors, Trilogy Book 1. And this is Vincent J. Hyde. That's how you can find the books. He's the author, and he's coming to us virtually. He's in our virtual green room, and he's written four other books, too, that go along. So really, really interesting storyline, and what a pleasure to have him on. Thanks, Vincent, so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to come on and talk with you.
So let's talk specifically about this book, A Message from the Neighbors. Ooh, so intriguing, because I know what you're talking about. I knew it the second I even heard the title. Tell everybody listening what the book's about.
Well, A Message from the Neighbors is a science fiction book, and it's about a message that comes from the neighbors, and it's delivered by a robot named Interface, and he comes in a bullet-shaped spacecraft before the speed, as the distances between the galaxies are very vast and very thin. So the bullet-shaped spacecraft would be traveling at near light speed, and when he comes, there's a lot of talk on Earth because they haven't been visited by anyone, and the directors and people like that get together and hold meetings as to how to intercept this spacecraft, whether it's going to be a mechanism for war or whether it's in peace and that sort of thing, and the book deals with all the various aspects of such an event could have, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was going to stop you because I don't want to lose what you said there. That was brilliant. The robot's name, everybody get that? The robot's name is Interface. Yeah.
Interface.
Yeah.
And that's, because that's the interface with the other civilization that's sending the spacecraft. And then when the spacecraft arrives, he delivers a message in a very special way, because that message cannot be replayed and things like that, so it must be played only once. So, and when it's played, it's about an advanced, technologically advanced civilization that has developed the planets and moons in their solar system, so that more technologically advanced than Earth. And then he doesn't visit Earth, and later on you find out it's security reasons, because you know, there's risks involved and things like that, and then he leaves. And when he leaves, it's obviously an invitation to the people of Earth to try and reply to the message. And so the following books deal with, the next book is Earth's Reply, and which continues on the story. And then after that, you've got the actual revelation of the alien world, which is the world that the message came from. So, but it's all very interesting, and it is a bit, there's a bit of religion thing in it too. Because obviously when you consider the, yeah.
Which makes sense. Because you're talking about alien worlds, and how can we imagine, you described it when you said having that encounter with Interface, and then you take us through that. What was it like doing the research for this trilogy?
Well, I was very fortunate, because I was always doing reading of science fiction books like Arthur C. Clarke and writers like that, Isaac Asimov. So I got a bit of a background. I didn't have to do that much research. I just had to think of the idea that actually wasn't in any of the science fiction books that I had read. And I just gradually developed the idea of, billions of galaxies out there. And each galaxy has billions of stars. So there is a possibility of another star system having a planet in a favorable position, and following the rules that perhaps made by a creator of some sort. So I haven't ruled out the matter of no creator in the books. Following rules, another star system can have a planet that can develop a life-like system. And that seems to be the purpose of the universe, where the dust can actually become life and then observe the beauty and creation that's all out there for us, as we know on Earth.
And you said, that you didn't have to do too much research because you were such a fan of Arthur C. Clarke, for example. So you knew to do, you knew you had your own story and whatnot. How does a guy, how does a guy with the brain that you have, where, secondary education, you're raised in Calcutta, India, then you move to college, then you end up in Sydney, Australia, and your profession was electrical engineering, but did you always have this fascination, like you said, with sci-fi?
But electrical engineering helped me to appreciate the fields of knowledge that have allowed human beings to develop machines. And we have all sorts of machines, as you know, planes that fly in the sky, ships in the water, all sorts of gadgets in our household, television sets, lighting. All these machines that are so fascinating, developed for us, that make our lives so much more easy to think, that we don't have to search for food and water like many of the other animals and creatures have to do. We get it all provided for us. We switch on a tap in the house, we get our water, we get our food, going to grocery market. And we're so lucky, and I can't imagine why people, think of committing things like suicide and things like that. We should appreciate the great thing that we have, being human beings and having all these all these facilities around us. And that's what I wanted people to realize, and you know, that we must keep the fields of knowledge that we have all progressive and make sure that they are still there for future generations, so that we can understand the world that we live in and the outside world of the stars and galaxies and things. Yeah.
Boy, yeah, I so agree with that, understanding that, what a difference it makes. And by the way, I want to make sure that everybody understands it's a trilogy that we're talking about, and we specifically talked about A Message from the Neighbors trilogy, book one, and there's two other books, A Journey from Dust to Consciousness and Heaven and Earth. Wow, most people, Vincent, most people struggle with writing one book. You've written five. Congratulations. How incredible is that? What does that feel like for you to have written these five novels?
Once I got to writing the first one, the second one seemed to follow on. The first one was Heaven and Earth and Rules of Heaven, the Rules of Earth that have led us to the position we are in, that we understand so much more about the universe and the things. And then the energy was from dust to consciousness, the energy, utilization of energy that human beings were able to do to produce machines and to utilize that and make life much more easier for everyone. And then the books just followed after that, and then I went to the science fiction area where you could take this consciousness to other galaxies, so that, you know, we look out now and we don't see any consciousness there, but we could very well take our consciousness to these other galaxies and make the whole, all the galaxies, you know, perhaps conscious, you know, of the beauty and things of creation,
The trilogy
shows the way we're using machines, how we can take our consciousness to another galaxy, you know, and then, you know, once we go to another, you know, you can go elsewhere using the same concepts. That machines are critical, the use of machines and things.
And that makes sense, because we talk about your background as an engineer. So we want to tell everyone once again, the book is called A Message from the Neighbors, Trilogy, Book 1.
Yes.
Sci-fi fans, you will love this. You'll love the other books, too, as well. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to Balboa Press. You can get it there, their bookstore. Vincent, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, no, it was great. It was a pleasure to actually join you and just have a word with you on these books, because I think they're important for human beings, you know, to understand. And I think one of the things I wanted to also say is, we always thought at an early stage that Earth was the center of the universe. But through the books, you can get the idea that Earth is the center of consciousness, because everything we know here is developed on Earth, you know. So we're still in the center, even though we're not in the center of the universe as we once thought, with the sun and being in that position. But we're certainly in the center of consciousness, because everything we know and understand about frequencies of matter and things is all done on Earth. So that's a good thought.
Yes, it's a good thought. It's a good place to leave this, Vincent. Once again, thank you so much.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Corner, we're going to talk to somebody about a really cool app, and actually book too as well, about a subject that I have some experience in realizing how convoluted it all is with my sports background and covering the Rangers and the Yankees and college World Series and even some high school baseball. I had guys that worked for me in a huge sports department in Dallas, and there was always arguments over calls and interpretations of rules. Well, somebody who has cut through the clutter, that's what I would call him. He's the guy who cut through the clutter like I've never seen, is Jim Betancourt, and he's got a book and an app, Baseball Rules in Black and White. Jim, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, Kate, thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it greatly.
So why did you decide to tackle this like nobody else ever has? You were umpiring, right?
Correct.
And you saw how convoluted it was, right?
Exactly. And basically, I had been umpiring for about 17 years at that point, and I was watching the repetitiveness of each year when we'd be studying the rules. A room full of umpires basically ended up arguing about the interpretation of a ruling consistently. And it was at that point I also assessed my own rule knowledge, and I realized I didn't know a lot of the rules either. Lifetime of baseball and 17 years of umpiring, and I still, there was when I'd open up the rule book and I'd get to batting out of order, I'd get to batter's interference, and on and on and on. And some of these, the language and the formatting in the rule book is so horrible, I would literally avoid looking at it and reading it and understanding it. And that's when I made the decision to go into those more difficult rules and type them out and explode the information and put it in a content that I was able to comprehend exactly what it was saying. And that's what it took in order for me to do that.
What is the, and this is a tough question, but what do you think is the most convoluted rule that you had to break down and simplify?
The one that, well, there's several, but one that pops out is the batting out of order rule. And it has the language and the way that it's defined, particularly in the OBR rule set, official baseball rules, they use language from the 1940s and 50s, army lingo of Abel, Baker, and Charlie to talk about the players. And by the time they get done, you don't even know who Fred is. And it becomes horrible. So that's one that pops out. Another rules that are very difficult are the designated hitter pitcher rule, particularly now in high school. They just changed it this year, where the pitcher can be both the designated hitter and a pitcher in a lineup, a nine-man lineup. And then they also have that in college. And the college rule book, it goes overboard, and then it scatters the information. The high school rule book gives you just a little sample of the rule. So those are the ones that we have in our app, and we really defined them.
Yeah, so explain the app. How do you tackle the technology, figuring it out, making it accessible? And congratulations on that, because we live in an app world, and that's an easy way to get to the rules quickly, right?
Correct. The speed which this app operates is amazing. We've created we've created a A to Z index. So when you want to find an appeal rule, it's an A, and so it's at the top of the list. Then we have batting out of order. We have balk. We have catch, designated hitter, and so on. Everything's listed in alphabetical order. So that creates a really easy way to quickly get to the rule you're looking for.
Yeah, and that's the idea, the need for speed. How many? You were telling me it's an incredible amount. How many downloads?
We're reaching 4,000 downloads, and we launched in February during the pandemic. So now baseball's rolling, and we're getting more upticks. We're on six continents, dozens of countries. Basically, we're the highest-rated app on the Internet, number one on Google and Apple, and it's free. That's the other cool thing about the app. The other thing, we cover three rule sets, Kate. NFHS, NCAA, and official baseball rules. And we've simplified the language so that you're not reading rule book language. Talked about the easy locate A to Z rule topics. And then we've also, we filmed and created videos of the more complicated rulings. So not only do you get to see the simplified language, you get to watch video of actual umpires on the field with players and the infractions being played out.
Wow, so how great is that? Because, a video tells everything when you go and look it up. How do I do this? How do I do whatever? And you've got it right there at the fingertips with the app, so you can go and look and you can see, well, wait, this is a clear violation. And you did that, right, to even simplify it more?
Correct, because we've created an educational resource. This isn't a rule book. We have a educational resource that teaches you baseball rules. We didn't focus on every rule because we focused on the rules that happen, infractions that happen every day in baseball games. Nobody cares about the diameter of the baseball, but when there's an infield fly ruling going on, everybody wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, you know that this app has the potential to really ignite some good arguments, too, because if you've ever been in the stands at any level of baseball, when that happens, and that's a great example, people go nuts over that. And I think it'll help umpires and players and keep some people in check as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's just another resource. Umpires are always looking for information that will help them become better. And generally, we achieve that when everything goes wrong on the field. We learn more in those situations than when it's just a game where you walk on the field and you just have your A game out there and nothing happens. We don't learn anything. But in those situations, instant replay umpires at the professional level, they'll go back in and they'll watch those plays that are screwed up. 3-foot running lane, infield fly, obstruction, and they'll review that and they'll get more knowledge and they'll get better at doing what they do because they're watching something that went wrong.
As somebody who's covered baseball, and I mentioned that at the beginning, and just like you in a different way have that love for baseball, how awesome is it to come to this point in your life and this journey where you've pulled all this together? I mean, every day has to be exciting for you as you watch this all unfold, is it?
It truly is, and it's something that I haven't done alone. I have to give credit to my wife, Christelle. She's been there for me throughout this whole project, and Yeti app developers, and then the hundreds of knowledgeable umpires across the country and rule instructors who have been resources for me and for baseball rules in black and white. And it is something that it is just a truly every day is a new awesome experience. As and I get feedback from umpires across the country who just, I mean, I feel very humbled as they are very, so appreciative of what we've done.
Yeah, you're like the guru, Jim Betancourt, the guru. Baseball rules in black and white. Key thing, so you pretty much spelled it out for us, simplifying it, the learning tool, all of that. If somebody's listening to us, they want to get the app, and you said it in the beginning, but it's really easy. What do they do?
Okay, go to Google or Apple app stores and type in baseball rules in black and white. And because we are number one, it pops right up. And it's free to download, or they can go to baseballrulesinblackandwhite.com. We have links right on the cover page, and then we have also great information. And one other thing I wanted to mention, we've been with the series of books that the app was content is designed from, we have been from the very beginning, 2017, receiving endorsements from all across the country, from the National High School Baseball Coaches Association, California Executive Instructional Chairman Bradley Hungerford's endorsed our book. Billy Hayes, two-time College World Series umpire, have endorsed our books and the apps. So this information is a great learning resource, and the conventional rule books aren't. They just contain all the rules, and they're scattered all over the place, and good luck, you get to find them. When you see and read the information in this app, it will accelerate a new umpire's learning curve by 5 years.
Ooh, 5 years. Okay, that's everybody needs to get this, especially anyone in the game. But what an interesting, brilliant tool it is. There's no question about it, and you really put the work into it. Jim Betancourt, thanks so much.
Kate, thank you so much for the interview. I appreciate this fantastic opportunity.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.